from Horror at the Afropunk Festival. This is the second edition. To what extent is your band perhaps the, shall we say, the epitome of Afropunk in 2017?
Yeah, I would say we're the bottom of the stomach. We're the balls of Afropunk, you know, the testosterone. We have to come down here and lay down the law.
Yeah, okay. We gotta let people know. We gotta let people know that you can still make hard music, but it can still be fun. You know, sometimes people get caught up in like hard music and it has to be so dark and it can't be fun. But we just wanna have fun. We want our fans to have fun too.
You say you're fun, and indeed looking at you on stage, Blue, you're there with a sort of long t-shirt which looks like a dress, and then this bright blue fluffy coat.
Yeah.
You look androgynous on stage despite your dreadlocks.
Yes.
That's part of the whole act?
Yes, it is. Because we're from the hood, like our community where we're from, like you have to dress a certain way. Like men have to dress a certain way. Like they can't wear nail polish, they can't wear a dress, they can't be who they are. So that's something that we're constantly fighting. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be as free as possible. There are no boundaries as to what I can wear, what I can do, and who I want to be, you know? So that's what I'm fighting for.
Are you talking about a sort of gangster rap tradition where
yeah.
the men have and, to be supermen?
Yeah. Yes, they have to be supermen, super baggy clothes. And, you know, if you wear anything different from that, like I was wearing on stage, they would call me gay. Like, where I'm from, they would call me gay for that. You know, but that's what we're fighting, like every day. Like you can be whoever you want, and you can be a straight man. You just have to be comfortable with your sexuality and your, you know what I mean, who you are.
We got black fans, we got Asian fans, we got old fans,
Slovak fans, we got Italian fans, we got all types
of
fans. We go everywhere.
We welcome everybody.
Yes.
Every race, every age, every gender.
When we started going, it was like all punk bands, like, you know, like metal, like hardcore bands when they first started. And then as the years went by and it got bigger, they just started venturing off to new music. You know, there's like soul, there's like DJs, there's hardcore music, there's rap, there's all sorts of music. And that's what Afropunk is about. It's about creating a platform for all music. Not just like hardcore music, but all music, you know? I don't know what you know.
You have one song that's called City Rejects.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying via that song?
I mean, it's just basically in our history, you know, of racism, you know, and City Rejects, the song is about being rejected. It's about anyone that's felt rejected, whether it's at home, you've been rejected at home by your parents, or whether it's your friends, like the people that you're trying to be like, or whether it's at work. But the video is just like, it's about the country, it's about racism, it's about money, it's about how much the internet and companies exploit like people like us, or just, you know, minorities in general. You know?
Like black people as a commodity?
Correct. Yes. Or anything could be a commodity, not even just black people, you know.
Spanish people, Asian people,
yeah, anyone.
Put you all in a hole and
yeah.
you know, make a meme out of it.
Yeah.
And people will fucking RT it, reblog it, share it, and then everybody in the world is LOLing.
I pledge allegiance to the burning flag of the United States of Horror and to the for which it stands, one nation under nines, for liberty and justice for the dead.
The United States of Horror. What do you mean by that?
It's like What's a short way I could put it?
You mean the United States and also the world as a whole is in the palm of our hand. We are horror. We're just slowly crushing it till we want to let go.
That's good. Suffocating it till you let it.
Yeah.
And so that what can come out the other end?
What can come out the other end?
I don't know. It could be peace. It could be war. Living on the edge of your government. Supreme schemes. I'm gonna eat and kill your pastor in wet dreams. This thing will shed. More power. That's what the album is about. The album is about peace and war. It's about both spectrums, you know, love and hate. You know, that's pretty much what United States are is to me, love and hate.
But are things getting worse?
It's hard to say. You never know. Like, sometimes they get really good, and then sometimes it gets really bad. It's just like a roller coaster, you know? You go up, and you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then you go down, and you're like, damn. And then you're back up.
So it's like a vehicle. It's like a car. You buy a car. It's nice, fresh. You drive it. Something's bound to happen. The engine's going to pop. The fan belt is going to break. You're going to get a broken
brakes or something.
You know, the tire's going to come flat. Something tragic's going to happen. You're going to have to fix it again, and it's going to be all well. And so the next accident happens.
Who do you listen to when you're not listening to your own music?
It depends on the mood.
I mean, you're wearing a Tupac t-shirt. Do you listen to him?
Yes, I do listen to Pac, but I haven't been listening to Tupac lately. I've been listening to, like, Vince Staples. He dropped a new album. It's called Big Fish Theory, and that album is really good. And I'm a friend of Frank Ocean, to be honest. Like, because we make aggressive music and high-energy music. Sometimes I just want to go home and listen to something softer, something smooth, something chill that I could just, like, relax, smoke to, and then just, you know, just kick it, you know? So Frank Ocean, I'm down.
Listening to some Iggy Pop, Screaming Jay Hawkins, Smokey Robinson, Power Trip, Code Orange, Horror. That's about what I can think of at the moment.
And Onyx. I can never forget Onyx, one of the best hip hop groups from New York City. Every name is a sign.
This evening there was an extract that you played. It was called Every Nigger is a Star.
Yeah.
It was a powerful extract.
Yeah, I literally play that skit everywhere I go. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good, and then it also lets people know that, whoa, this is like a very strong statement. Like, when people hear, like, every nigga is a star, whether you're white, black, Mexican, Asian, you're like, whoa, all right, we're fighting for this cause. Like, they feel like they need to fight for it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're a part of it, and that's what we want. Like, everyone's a part of this. Ain't no one's excluded, you know? We want everybody to feel like they're a star. This is the second Afropunk Paris. I wish we played the first one. Nah, this was great. I literally didn't know what to expect from the people, and it was awesome. It was great.
But what was different in relation to the Brooklyn version?
The only difference is probably the fact that everyone doesn't speak English. Like, we got French people here. Like, you know, some people don't really understand, like, what we're saying. And that is so cool to me. Like, that's cool to me that you don't understand the language of our music, but you can still appreciate it and have a good time. That's awesome.
Because they're tapping into the energy.
Yes. It's all about that. So I love them. Paris, I love you. France, I love you. Y'all, I love you guys. I love you.
That was Blue and Edie from the African-American punk band Horror, which, by the way, is written H-O-9-9-0-9.
I have walked the streets alone. 20 years I've been on my own.
And we play out with the original version of that 1974 song that makes them, and I hope you, feel so good. It's by the Jamaican singer-songwriter Boris Gardiner. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.
We've got a bright place in the sun, where there's love for everyone, and every nigger is a star. Every nigger is a star. Who will remind that you and I, and every nigger is a star. Every nigger is a star. Everything is a star. Everything is a star. Everything is a star.